Blog Talk Radio.
Pai de amor, nós te damos graças nessa noite, ó Deus. Te pedimos, Senhor, que Teu Espírito Santo nos guie, Senhor, em cada palavra, Senhor. Que tudo aquilo que nós viemos fazer, Senhor, seja somente para a Tua honra e para a Tua glória. Que todos aqueles que estão nos ouvindo, ó Pai, e aqueles que posteriormente irão nos ouvir, possam ser abençoados por Ti, Senhor. Colocamos nossas vidas nas Tuas mãos, te pedindo que o Senhor abençoe cada um dos nossos amados ouvintes. Pedimos, ó Deus, que a Tua mão de poder esteja sobre nós, abençoando os nossos irmãos que estarão convidados juntamente conosco, ó Deus, nesse programa. Que tudo aquilo que nós viemos fazer seja somente para Tua, Senhor. Para Tua, somente Tua honra e Tua glória. É isso que nós já te pedimos e te agradecemos. Em nome de Jesus. Amém. Bom, saudamos todos os nossos amados ouvintes com a graça e a paz do Senhor Jesus Cristo, dando a todos uma boa noite, uma boa madrugada. Hoje nós teremos conosco o irmão Marcos e o irmão Curtis, que são da reserva indígena americana Piney Ridge. Então, eles estarão junto com José fazendo o programa de hoje. Que você possa ser abençoado e que possa ser ministrado pelo Espírito Santo. Fiquem todos na paz. Que Deus os abençoe.
Thanks, Father. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters. Once again, it's a pleasure for us to have our family together to fight the good fight. To the glory of our King. I welcome you all. I am so thankful to our Lord to have met such a blessing family that we have, that is growing every night, every day by the glory of the Holy Spirit. Tonight we will have with us two great warriors of the kingdom, Father Curtis and Father Marcus. They will bring another great food for our spiritual life, that it comes from the table of the Lord. I know that Brother Marcus has something special tonight to us that will take us right where God wants us to go. Prepare. For those that don't know, Brother Marcus is doing a great work on the Pine Ridge Reservation, working for the kingdom. I know that he had a terrible week, great storms of snow had fallen there, and he has been trying to minimize the bad things that happened there. So please, this is a man that is working all day, bringing food, giving shelter to those that don't have anything, that he is doing the work of the government. And I know that our God will bless his ministry and those that are with him. But tonight we have the pleasure to have them, Brother Marcus and Brother Curtis, here. And I know there is a lot of warriors that are hearing this show. Father, are bringing the anointed ones to our meal, and we all are going to be filled with the glory of the Holy Spirit. So, it's for you, my brother and my sister, that this gathering is being done. It's a project, an alliance that God has with all of us. But, of course, first we are going to welcome our King with the glory that he deserves. So please join us on a session of worshiping our Lord. Join us in giving the glory that he deserves. Let's sing the gratitude that we all have inside by our Savior inside of us. Don't be shy. There where you are, just open your heart and let's praise our King Jesus Christ. I'll be right back.
Desde o céu por sobre a terra, seu amor foi derramado sobre nós. Do mais alto santuário, seu perdão foi derramado sobre nós. Desde os montes eternos, salvação ainda flui sobre nós. É a canção da eternidade, como o rio ainda flui sobre nós. Basta um relance dos seus olhos, um sussurro dos seus lábios. Abre os meus ouvidos, quero ouvir a música do céu. Salvação é a canção, como chuva ainda cai sobre nós. Faz brotar em nossos corações o desejo de cantar mais e mais. Quanto mais eu canto, tanto mais eu sinto a vida de Deus em mim. Salvação é a canção, como o rio ainda flui entre nós. seja o céu, pôr sobre a terra o seu perdão. É desde o céu, pôr sobre a terra. É desde o céu, pôr sobre a terra. Desde o céu, pôr sobre a terra. Seu amor foi derramado sobre nós. Do mais alto santuário, seu perdão foi derramado sobre nós. Desde os montes eternos, salvação ainda flui sobre nós. É a canção da eternidade, como o rio ainda flui sobre nós. Salvação é a canção, como chuva ainda cai sobre nós. Faz brotar em nossos corações o desejo de cantar mais e mais. Quanto mais eu canto, tanto mais eu sinto a vida de Deus em mim. Salvação é a canção, como um rio ainda flui entre nós.
Heard about a threshing floor, Gideon saw. Angel of the Lord, wanna go there, be with you. Heard about the secret place, Moses went and saw your face. Wanna go there, be with you. Yeah.
Let the world sing a new hallelujah. Can you get excited, church? From Africa to Australia, from Brazil to China, from New York down to Houston. Come on, give me all the praise. Let the church arise. Let love reach to the other side.
Amen, Father, thank you once again for visiting your family here. Bring our Marcus, our brother Marcus and Curtis. Bring your anointment. Bring your meat, Father, and feed your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, I think we have both of our dear brothers with us. Let me just confirm here. Brother Marcus, can you hear me?
My brother, I can hear you quite well tonight. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, great warrior. How are you?
Well, it's been an interesting, difficult, and trying week, but we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. I can say honestly that, excuse me, both Brother Curtis and myself, we've been enduring the elements of the weather out there, trying to reach and help, you know, the native families here. There's, again, an increased need for the daily assistance to certain families, propane, gas, food, clothing, gas money, all those things, especially in times like this when the weather is seemingly relentless. It's been very bad weather these last few days, but yet we've been out there on the highways and back roads reaching our beloved Native American families for the glory of God, and truly it is for his glory. Excuse me, you can tell I'm kind of seemingly being affected by the weather illness myself, my voice, but I'm glad to be with you tonight, my brother, and I just greet everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm looking forward to sharing tonight. I got several interesting things that I'm looking forward to sharing. And I'll say this before I get started, that this afternoon the Lord began to deal with me, Brother Jose, about a revelation. You know, the Bible talks in Ephesians chapter 6 about the armor of God. But did you know, and I know you do, but did you know, listening audience, that Jesus also talked about the armor of our adversary? And he speaks of that in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, 22. And just this afternoon, Brother Jose, the Lord began to give me insight and revelation on the armor of the enemy and how to dismantle it. Now, I don't have the full teaching yet together, but at some point in the near future, I'd like to come on and use that as our teaching subject, how to dismantle the armor of Satan.
I mean, brother, let me just confirm if we have Brother Curtis online already. Brother Curtis, can you hear me? Brother Curtis, can you hear me? I have here the number of Brother Curtis, but I think he cannot hear me.
Yeah,
Brother Curtis, are you?
I know he's on the line. Yeah, for some reason he can't.
I have
the
number. Yes. I don't know why. I don't know why this always happens with Curtis.
Someone just don't want us communicating, brother, but that's okay. God is victorious.
Curtis,
I think I just...
if you can hear me, just call again, please. If you can, I will disconnect and hope that you can connect again, okay?
All right, okay. He's going to try to call in, I'm sure.
Okay.
But
please, Brother Marcus, keep going. Take us where the Lord wants you to take. And then as soon as I see here the number of Curtis, I will try to connect him and bring him to the
right.
to the show.
Appreciate
okay.
that, my brother. I want to apologize, too, because I know that when you were on our show Sunday of this weekend, we lost the call, and there was some interference there. So we are looking forward to having you back on our radio show again in the near future, brother, because you were such a blessing.
Okay.
You, we got a lot of good feedback from what you got to share concerning your testimony and some other things, and we'll be having you back on in the near future and look forward to it.
Don't need to apologize. It's not your fault. It's not anyone's fault.
Okay.
The things that we have to fight. It's just the things that
That's
we have
right.
to fight. So it will be my pleasure anytime you want. I will be grateful and honored to be with you on your show. I think we have Brother Curtis already here. Let me just
right.
confirm. Brother Curtis,
all
can
right.
you hear me
yeah.
now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Good to be with you, my brother. All right.
Very good to hear your voice and you're laughing. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing good, my brother. Tell you the truth, I'm waiting for spring to finally hit because we're supposed to be in spring, but it's snowing in April. Ha, who would have thought?
Okay,
brother.
Let's just go on to the meat because people are hungry. I know that today we will have a special plate from our Lord, so Brother Marcus and Curtis, just take the lead.
Well, brother, we basically titled the program Preparing for the End to Embrace the Beginning, and that was in my spirit. And I'm going to explain that in just a moment, but I want to bring a scripture to the attention of the listeners tonight, and it's found in the book of Hebrews, Chapter 9, verse 10. I'm not going to read the verse tonight, but I want them to write that down, go back and read it. But the scripture mm-hmm. in Hebrews speaks about a time of reformation. Now, the word reformation means restorational realignment. Brother Jose, in Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, the scripture speaks about repentance and being converted, that our sins may be blotted out,
mm-hmm.
that when the times of refreshing or restoration shall come from the presence of the Lord. It says in verse 20 of Acts 3, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which was before preached unto you. Now listen to verse 21. This is important for all the listeners. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, there are several things in verse 21 that's very significant for the times that we're living in. First of all, you know, the Apostle Peter preached repentance. It's time to repent and turn from our sins so that we can enjoy and experience the times of refreshing or restoration from the presence of the Lord. Now, notice that these are going to be experienced before Jesus returns, because it says in
right.
verse 21, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution, which means restoration or reformation. So, Brother Jose, in the midst of all the sin that is seemingly prevailing in this earth, God has promised in his word that there are yet going to be times of refreshing and restoration before Jesus comes. And until these times of restoration are fulfilled, the Bible says in verse 21 that the heaven must receive or hold back or keep back Jesus. Now, there is going to be a coming of the Lord. The Lord is coming. But before we see him come in all his power and glory, Brother Jose, we are yet going to experience, in the midst of all the darkness and evil and sin, a cycle and a season of divine restorational realignment. And that's going to come through, I believe, an apostolic reformation that is going to come and impact, amen, cities, nations, and countries. Now, we're seeing everything that can be shaken is being shaken right now. And people are, you know, looking and believing that the end is going to come, that we're going to see a complete breakdown, a complete devastation. But that's really not what Jesus taught, because in the Gospel of Luke chapter 21, verse 9 through 11, Jesus said, now, these things are going to happen, and he named what they were. But he told us not to be afraid. And he warned us that as you see these things coming and not to be afraid, understand this, that the end is not yet, that these things aren't going to happen immediately. We're going to see a playing out of continued things like we just saw in Chile, Brother Jose. In fact, tonight, I pray that the listeners lift up our fellow brethren and sisters in the Lord and all those that don't know Jesus in the country of Chile that just experienced that devastation. Thank God there was not more lives that was lost than there were. And we've seen, you know, a geographical event take place, and this is a precursor of yet more geographical things that are going to take place in the near future. But in the midst of this, Brother Jose, we can have confidence and hope that as things seem to be coming to an end, that there's going to be an opportunity by grace, by the Spirit of grace, to embrace a new beginning. And that new beginning is the apostolic reformation that the Bible spoke about that was coming. And part of that apostolic reformation, and I believe that you're going to see every nation in the earth have an opportunity to receive this touch, this move of heaven. And their choice, their decision will determine whether they will be a goat nation or a sheep nation. And part of this divine apostolic reformational move is going to be the emergence of true apostles and prophets. Now, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, of course. But they're going to be, amen, used of the Lord to bring another great awakening and shaking in the midst of the rise of Antichrist powers, in the face of the elitists, in the face of the New World Order. These men and women of God are going to begin to shake the earth in the power of the Holy Spirit. They're going to be used to demonstrate the very finger of God. You know, Jesus said, when you see devils cast out and all that, the kingdom of God is at hand. We're going to see more than just devils cast out, Brother Jose. We're going to see entire nations be exposed to the supernatural power of God in this restorational movement. And I believe it's so that people can make a final choice. Brother Jose, there are so many souls tonight in the Valley of Decision. And they need to make a decision to call upon the name of the Lord that they might be saved. But God is going to use this reformation move to give another people, to give a people another opportunity in the days that we're living in, because greater disasters are coming, Bible prophecies being fulfilled, and we're seeing these things with a greater force and a greater frequency. Now's the time to make a decision to serve the Lord. Now's the time to repent and turn from your sins and turn to Jesus. But to me, Brother Jose, that is good news in the midst of all the bad news that we're exposed to. Every day there are reports of other terrors, disasters, economic factors, political disasters, and all kinds of evil coming upon the earth. But in the midst of this, we have the good news of the Word of God that promises that we can yet experience a time of refreshing of restoration, of reformation from the Lord. Now, is that not good news, Brother Jose?
Yes, it is. It is. And I don't know if Curtis wants to comment this.
Amen, Brother Curtis.
Yes, I was just, you know me, Apostle, I always just sit back and I wait for my opportune time to jump in. but yes, Brother Marcus, I wanted to just touch on something real quick about waiting for those, basically holding back certain things for those to come into the kingdom.
Yes.
And for those of you out there that are sitting there thinking, well, how is it that I do come into the kingdom of God? And again, this is Luke chapter 11, verse 9. Says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Brothers and sisters, it's that simple. Seek the Lord and you shall find him. Knock and ask for him and he will answer. So that was the only thing I wish to chime in there on there, brother.
It is time
and
to seek the Lord.
Amen, brother. I would like to help to expand the whole idea that you brought, Brother Marcus, because I think it's important to explicit what's happening around the church, around the real body of Christ.
Yes, yes.
This is nothing more than the birth pain, you see. This is
That's right.
The period that Jesus warned us that we will occur. And it's easy to understand that all around us, it's a lot of voice, bad voices, trying to get control of our lives. This is simple.
That's right.
There is an effort, a gathering that is trying to control our mind, our hearts, provoking to let us operate in fear, to desperate the hearts of the man, and especially the hearts of those who once confessed that are following Jesus Christ. So
that's right.
I want to go, just let me deep go a little bit deep here, and then you take it again, Brother Mark, because I know that this will help our brothers and sisters to understand what is at stake. I am going to use some of the wisdom of our brother Willie Rogers that is being on our shows, and he has a great and powerful teaching also about spiritual warfare. And I'm going to use some of his teachings here because for those that don't know Brother Willie, he came from the other side of the battle. He was born in a family from that it was, how can I say, her mother was divorced and practically were conducted to a church where they think they would be receiving the help of the church and the ministry that was there. It was a wolf on the clothes of sheep. So it was a double face, and after a while they were all sold to the Illuminati. And he had to pass great trials in life, but after all, he gets free and he's teaching the body of Christ how to do spiritual warfare too.
Amen.
So I'm going to use some of things that he passed us because it's important. What you said about revealing the army of the enemy and the weapons of the enemy, it's connected to what I'm going to energize here. Because
amen.
Really, what we are seeing here is that it's the dark force, the fallen angelic army, using all the puppets and the peons to,
yes,
to try to install the chaos and dismantle the church, the spiritual church that has all the power to control this situation, to intercede for their lives and the lives of the world, because we are the salt of this world. We are the light.
Right.
Of this world. We are called to destroy and to fight these battles, to destroy the strongholds, not just to watch them. So the meaning of control, it comes from a junction of two Latin words. It comes, I'm going to put on the chat room also this note, because I think it's extremely important to see where begins all the fight. Okay, control comes from contra, that's a word in Latin, and rotulus, It means literally to check the records, to check, to read, to control, the records, the living records of something. So when we let ourselves take in control by what the media say, what the, are the news that are controlled by the other side, we are saying that we allow them to write our life.
That's right.
To write our books. And this is not what Jesus wanted from his hand. The only one who has the right to control, and he doesn't control, he guides, because he
yes.
never takes a free will. That's the difference between the Holy Spirit and the spirit of this world. But the only one who we should let control our life is the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. Not even
yes.
ourselves. For our sake, we must ask God to take the control to write our life. And if we have faith, like Curtis said, God will hear. And we, even if the mountains shake, like that's the case in Chile, we must
yes.
be faith that God is in control, because he is faithful. So you don't let your life be written by what the dark armies want to read in your life. Don't let the fear take control of your life.
That's
don't
right.
let despair. This is a the first thing that you must defend, my brother and my sister. It's your mind and your heart. Then comes your family. Then comes your congregation or group where you worship God. But it starts in you. Control, take control of your thoughts, your heart, and do not be deceived by the roaring lion tries to devour your life. That's why Jesus said, God said in the Bible, in Jeremiah, that it will become a day that nobody will teach one another to know the Lord, because all of us will know him, will know his voice, will know where he is leading our life. So please, my brother and my sister, do not surrender to that control, because God is raising an army where he takes control if
yeah.
you let them. If you let them. But if you open the door to the despair that the devil wants you to have, you will be killed on this battle. Because before the restoration, there is a fight that we as an army must fight.
That's right.
We all will need to fight on this fight. Or we will be the victim, or we will be the winner, the overcomer, with Jesus Christ. Do you want to take on that, Brother Marcus?
My brother, that was excellent what you just shared. And there's so many important things that you mentioned. And one of the things I heard you mention was the groaning and the creation itself that we're seeing manifest right now. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 22, we know that the whole creation groans and travails. The earth itself is in a period of groaning and travail. Now, there's a reason for that, because, Brother Jose, the groaning that the entire planet is going through right now is a sign and a signal that there is going to be a manifestation of a company of sons and daughters of God. And that's why, even going back to verse 18 in chapter 8 of Romans, Paul said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed
Amen.
In us. Brother, there's a glory that's being deposited and formed in a remnant company right now. And the travail that the earth is in is actually a sign and a signal that an Elijah generation is being birthed and is going to rise up.
Amen.
And they're not going to be afraid to confront the powers of darkness. And something so very important you said a while ago in regards to control. One of the major evil fruits of control is fear. How many times did Jesus tell us in Scripture, fear not, do not be afraid? Because he knew the power of paralyzation of fear. Fear is a paralyzing emotion that will cause you to subject yourself to the control of a person or a mindset or a philosophy, or in our case as believers, to one-world elitist manipulators and deceivers who want to bring everything under their control. But there's going to be a generation of Elijah generation believers that will embrace the truth that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And if I could encourage the listeners tonight, Brother Jose, please do not get your eyes on just the evil. Be alert, be aware,
right,
but don't focus on it. And you know, I'm dealing with some people right now that they're looking at the devastation, the corruption, the apostasy of the church, the falling away, and I've had to try to encourage them, be aware of it, but don't focus on it, because you become what you focus on. And that's why the scripture says to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We've got to keep our eyes on the Lord. And Brother Jose, I believe with all my heart that the Lord is calling a remnant group together right now. In fact, that word remnant, one of the meanings of the word remnant is remainder, because there is going to be those that remain true to the Lord, strong in the Lord, and strong in the power of his might. It's going to be a church coming out of a church. You know, there's believers right now, Brother Jose, leaving the established church system because they're seeing the apostasy. They're not being fed, but they're coming out from behind the walls, and they're coming outside, amen, the established church doors. And they're finding themselves in sometimes a place of temporary isolation, temporary hiding, but they're hungry. They're hungry for the reality of the fullness of Jesus to be a full-stature believer in the Lord. But I believe that those believers right now are coming out of hiding. They're being drawn to radio programs like yours because they must be fed. They know they're the remnant. They know who they are, and they know who they love. They know who they trust in, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. But they're coming to, amen, connect with voices like yours, Brother Jose, and they're coming to hear the truth and be fed, that they might be truly that remnant company, that yet they see the end of things coming, they're beginning to embrace the future and the new things that God is doing. They're becoming a people that will take their rightful place in a body of overcomers. Brother Jose, there's an overcomers body being prepared. They're being fed in the secret place. They're being overshadowed by the Most High. They love the Lord. They're worshiping him in truth and in spirit. They're being prepared to let the Lord of hosts train them to fight the good fight of faith, as it says in Psalms 144, verse 1. You said quite well that before we see Jesus come and before we experience the fullness of the times of restoration, there's a fight. The fight's on. And I believe that right now, people that are listening to this program and listen to your program, Brother Jose, God is the Father who is preparing them to do a good warfare. God is teaching them new levels of intercessory warfare. And I believe that intercessory warfare must be a part of our arsenal right now, our spiritual weapons, because the Lord desires to use intercessors now to create an open heaven over certain regions, certain cities, and certain countries, which will in turn become, I believe, safe zones, safe areas that God has put his name in, and that irrespective of what happens, the Lord will protect those saints in those times and places as they trust in him. And I just believe that the Father wants to move, amen, in a new supernatural dimension of kingdom power. He wants us to manifest his kingdom. And, you know, the Bible talked about, and when Paul was speaking about not speaking with men's wisdom or words of men's wisdom, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit, And Brother Jose, I looked up that word demonstrate. And to my surprise, one of the meanings of the word demonstrate was to show off. Brother, I am convinced right. that God wants to show off his love and his power and his mercy in these end times. Is that not exciting, Brother Jose? God wants to show it off, and he wants to show it off through us, that remnant people.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I believe also that the people of the Lord, they will hear, they will desire, and they will be able to hear the voice of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. They will
Absolutely.
Be so tired of these voices that are groaning around us, that God will give him faith and strength to just say, shut up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My life belongs to Jesus Christ. Go bother another one.
Yes.
Because the power is ours, Brother Marcus and Kurt.
That's
the power is of kingdom, it's inside of us. That's why Jesus said, that's why the Bible says that we should take captivity to Christ everything.
Exactly.
We don't.
No, there's
the captivity on the cross for us to have the power inside to make the devil captivity and schemes of the devil. That's why we have the power to destroy the stronghold. You know, Brother
Amen.
Marcus and Curtis, that the devil didn't establish his kingdom yet because there is a remnant. There
yes.
is a remnant that's still fighting. If we can wake up the most of the army, if we can set free the captives from the false fake gospels and the fake preachers, there will be a change. There will be a great change in the plans. Those that came from the Illuminati, the secret society, say that they still trying to do the things that they were trying in the early 70s. Because
That's
they
right.
were stopped. Several times they had to change plans. Give me your thoughts about this, Curtis.
Brother Jose, let me just share this real quick. Jesus
okay.
in John, the 17th chapter, and then I'm going to ask Brother Curtis to comment on what I'm about to say here because I know his heart and how he's been praying. But if you remember when Jesus prayed his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, he prayed for two things, not just one. He prayed that the same unity that he had with the Father, that his body would have with each other. And that's so important because we are to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace that Jesus himself created. And that's when we'll see the oil of God, like it says in Psalms 133, flow down the entire body. The Lord is forming a body of overcomers and remnant believers right now that's going to experience that all. But not only did Jesus pray for unity in John 17, but he also prayed, he said, Father, the glory that I have had with you, I pray that you give to them. Now, that's
Amen.
Important, Brother Jose, because the glory that Jesus had with the Father, he prayed that we would have the same glory. Now, I've heard religions say, you know, that no man gets the glory, and to a degree that's true. But we're not seeking the
yes.
glory of our own fame. We're seeking his glory.
Of course.
I want to see
of
his
course.
Glory. And then Romans chapter 8, verse 18 again says this. He said, again, these sufferings of this present time are not to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So the glory that Jesus prayed for us to have, is going to be revealed in us as sons of God who know how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Now, to me, brother, again, mm-hmm. that is good news. Amen. And as we are being, as we experience this glory, Brother Jose, God is going to open up that river of glory in us, and we are going to start to see some profound miracles. In the midst of disaster, we are going to see profound miracles of protection and provision like we have never, ever seen before because God is faithful to his word, and he cannot break it. And I know Brother Curtis, he's been praying to see a new river of miracles, amen, that they point people to Jesus. Is that not correct, Brother Curtis?
Amen, brother. And something you just said there was just a thought flashed through my mind, a quick image. Whenever, see, God is good. Now, you hear about all the things that are going to happen during our day and age, you know, about all the disasters and all the things that are coming. Well, to the most, to the unbelievers, they look at that as like, whoa, you know, I better get ready and get equipped. Well, as me as a believer, I'm looking at that as an opportunity for our Father in heaven to start doing some awesome things in the midst of that chaos.
Yes.
Brothers, I'm telling you, the more destruction that comes, well, so be it, because then God's great goodness, he'll show even greater. For that song that comes to my mind, brothers, is for what the devil meant for evil, God will make it good. He'll turn everything back to his glory. So no matter about as many things that are going to happen, yes, that they these were meant to be a sign for those to know that the Lord is coming near. But it's interesting, brothers, that what are we supposed to do as believers, as followers of Christ? Well, get excited, get amped up, because, brother, I am excited and I am expecting new ways, a new wave, that new river to flow, so to speak,
yes,
of his unique signs, wonders, and miracles. Because, you know, to me, that what's the point of serving a God that doesn't show up and show out or show off, as you, as you so gladly put it, Brother Marcus?
Amen.
That I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, our God, he is ready to show up and show out in new ways. And can I just go back real quick to something you guys shared earlier that I do believe is very important, concerning about the mindsets of those, you know, those that are preaching fear and instilling fear in the hearts of believers. Well, you guys, as Brother Marcus said, the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but that of a sound mind. And you guys, really stand strong in who the Lord has already created you to be. Stand strong in the things that God has already given you, the gifts that he has given you inside. And so forgive me if, you know, I don't really say a whole lot, because, again, I'm still in training. I'm still learning throughout this process, and more is caught than taught. Amen.
Amen. Well said, brother.
Amen.
Brother Jose?
Yes. Yes.
This is a very profound thought that I want to interject here, unless we need to take a break or something. But remember when Jehoshaphat was surrounded by armies and there was fear that they were going to come into a place of being overcome. Well, what did Jehoshaphat do? Jehoshaphat sought the Lord, and God gave him a supernatural strategy. And that strategy was to send out praise worshipers before the army. And the Bible records that in that scripture that the enemies turned on themselves and killed each other. Now, that Old Testament reality has a present-day application. There's going to be in this remnant group who are filled with the glory of God a new praise and worship, which actually is going to create confusion and division in the ranks of demons. You know, Jesus says something very interesting, Brother Jose, and that was in Luke chapter 11, verse 17. Jesus said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falls. Brother Jose, did you know that this new righteous remnant, Sons of God company, is going to have a militant praise and worship in them that's going to bring division to the devil's house, and we're going to see Satan's house divided. We're going to see, amen, demons cast out. We're going to see the finger of God come through, amen, the kingdom power that's in us. We're going to see the strong man dismantled. We're going to see he that is stronger come upon him and overcome him and take his armor wherein he trusted and divide his spoils. We are, through Jesus, that strong man, end time, righteous remnant company. And God is going to use us to divide the enemy's house, amen, and to spoil his goods. We right now are being, amen, prepared by the Father to be a demolition squad. Glory to God, a troop of overcomers who have been trained in warfare, that as we begin to march in rank with the Holy Spirit's directions, we are going to plunder the enemy. Now, Brother Jose, that gets me excited, that we are going to plunder the enemy's kingdom. We're going to see his kingdom divided, and we're going to see his spoils taken. And this end-time remnant, they're going to be empowered like that, because I believe, Brother Jose, they're going to live from the throne room. They're going to live in that position where they're seated with Christ in the heavenlies. They're going to know the power of praise and worship, because praise and worship awakens your spiritual perception of where you're seated at with him, and that's in heavenly places. And when you understand that you're seated with him, you don't pray up, you pray down. Because when you're seated with him in heavenly places, your spirit is joined to the Lord. You have a new insight, a new place of revelation, a new place of dominion. That's why Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." There's going to be this righteous remnant of believers that have the power to pray the kingdom of God into the earth from a place in Christ where we're seated with him in heavenly places. And I've got some more things to share, but go ahead, Brother Jose, if you want to just comment on that real quick. It's happening right now. God is doing something unique.
Yes, it is. It is, Brother Marcos. And it's important to let our brothers and sisters understand that we must ask the Lord to give us discernment about all the voices that are being sounded around us.
That's right.
I am so much thankful to the true watchmen that are warning the people, taking them to the repentance, that are appointing the real solution of all of our problems. People like Steve Quayle, that it's been on radio shows for more than 20 years. Now
That's right.
We are seeing that it was corrected. People that have lost their own lives, like Bill Cooper and Phil Schneider, that warn us about the terrible things that were underground
right.
That we cannot see, but they lost their lives to give us the warning. Now we are prepared, because these courageous men, they are speaking, they are risking their lives, they are giving their heads on the front line against all these evils. So I'm not talking about this man, this courageous man that warn, and the times are proving they were right. I'm talking about that guy that they speak, they do the news of the bad things that are happening, but they give the wrong direction. They don't give Jesus Christ and the intimacy relationship in obedience as the solution. They appoint to the wrong direction, like churches, like brick churches, like another humans. You see, this is the problem. We have to, having discernment, it's not understand what is wrong or right. In these times, for a Christian, for a follower of Jesus Christ, to have real discernment is understand what is right and what seems right. This is a real discernment on this time. The only person, the only entity that can really spare your life, minimize your damage on this day, is Jesus Christ himself, his spirit. There are no holy men. It's not Jose, it's not Steve Quayle, it's not Brother Marks, it's not Pastor A, B, C, that will save your life and those that you love. It's your obedience to the Father, to the only God that exists. It's your trust in the name of the Lord that will keep you in this shadow, in his shadow. You see, if you are in the shadow of God, the sun will not hurt you.
Amen.
But if you are in the shadow of a building, or in the shadow of another man, or a name of a church, you will be damaged. Heavily damaged. Because you are not trusting in the right foundation. Jesus warns us that those that come in their names, in their projects, they will hear them.
Yeah.
But Jesus came in the name of the Father to do the will of the Father, and they didn't understand. They didn't give the right dignity to Jesus Christ, because they want a Savior for these things of here. And that's how people will be damaged, will be deceived with the things of this age, of this material thing. Because these false preachers, these false watchmen, they will lead you for where your flesh wants you to lead. But if you are a true follower of Jesus Christ and truth seeker, you will not mind if you lose money, but if you save your life and if you grab your loved ones to the eternity with Jesus Christ, that is enough. In these days, if your faith survives, you better be happy, because that's the only overcomer that will overcome. It's those that remain faith of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Yahushua. The rest, my brother and my sister, as Job said on the scripture, you will not take when you go. Stays everything here. Your money, your house, your car, your son, your daughter, your family. When you are face to face to the death, no one can save you but Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right, brother?
And it is so important that we heed, and you said it so well, Brother Jose, the voice of the Holy Spirit, because there are so many other voices in the land today. There are voices that are coming from the demonic realm, and they try to cause us to become dull of hearing, that we don't hear the voice of God clearly. Then you also have the technology of fallen angels that's working through microwave frequencies and other things to try to impair the mindset of people and their thinking patterns, to alter and to modify their thinking patterns through light and sound frequencies. These things are being perpetrated upon the populace, and a lot of people don't even know it. They're not awakened to it yet. So there are many voices out there, some demonic, but the microwave frequencies and the technology that they have right now, Brother Jose, it has the power to make us believe that we're hearing a voice inside of us. And it even would try to mimic the voice of God. And others would try to mimic other voices. So these are technological devices that have been designed to alter people's consciousness, to alter their ways of thinking, to basically get control of their thought life and to program them, you know, the thoughts that other powers want them to think. And these things are very pervasive. These things are here. They're active. They're real. They're not to be discounted. So believers need to guard their heart, take heed to what you hear. And if you hear any voice that does not line up with the Word of God, if you hear any voice that is not bearing the fruit of the Spirit, that voice is not of God. The Bible said, try the spirits and hold fast to that which is good. But we have to try the spirits. Spirits will speak to us. Spirits will speak to us from a spiritual realm. Spirits will speak through us through technology. Brother Jose, right now there has been an interaction between spirit realm darkness and technological devices. A lot of these new games, a lot of these new devices that are being created every year and they're putting out there in the marketplace, they have attached spirits to it. They have technology that allows an interaction of spiritual darkness to pervade, or I should say invade, some of these technological things that they've created, and it causes people to hear voices. And this is compounded by, you know, different types of towers that they will, you know, put up. All these things are real, Brother Jose, and I know you know that, but many out there don't. But they need to be aware, you know, because thought life is spiritual warfare. That's why you have to take every thought into subjection to the obedience of Christ, because the voices out there are going to be increased. They're going to be amplified. The realms of darkness shall amplify those voices. Technology shall amplify those voices to get control of your thought life. It's basically electronic brainwashing. And we are being brainwashed by media every day, the lies, the manipulations, the half-truths that we're daily fed. If you listen to, you know, the general news, these are lies that are being instilled in our minds if we choose to believe it. And that's why believers has to cast down every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. If you're watching news, amen, and that news is causing the ways of the world to exalt themselves in your mind before and higher than God, you need to deal with that issue of what you listen to. Jesus said, take heed to what you hear. Now, I'm not saying, you know, be closed off and not be alert and not be aware, you know, but you have to protect your heart. You have to protect your natural ears. You have to protect your spiritual ears. You have to protect your natural eyes. You have to protect your spiritual eyes. This is very important warfare right now that we are encountering, Brother Jose.
You touched something that that is very important, brother, because there is a scripture in Jose that says, my people is being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. So
yes.
The knowledge of our enemy powers, it's so much important on these days, because we have to understand how it is operating against us. You see,
yes.
For those that want to check what is the real, how it is processed now, the all the scheme of the spiritual warfare that has been fought against the spiritual body of Jesus Christ, I will put a link of one of our websites on the chat room. It's called The Hidden Truth of the Fallen Angels. Because this is, since the beginning, this is the ancient war of the fallen angels against the authority of the Lamb.
That's right.
Of God.
That's right.
So when we are born, we are already enlisted to play a role in this war. Or we will come as a victim, or we will come as an overcome.
Yes.
But all of us will have to fight this war. We have to take a side on this war. You see, the Bible will be the great instrument that the fallen angels, it has been, but it will be more yet, that will be used by the fallen angels to deceive us. They can change the Bible. They have been changing the Bible since the beginning. They could not prevent the advent of the Messiah. So they infiltrated on the church, on the primitive church, and the Bible, it's being manipulated. The scriptures are being manipulated. Preachers are learning on the other side how to infiltrate in the body, take positions there, and to deceive the sheep, to stop them to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is, on these days, a person that is less considered on the formal church than Paul, than John, than even the spiritual leader of a congregational church. Not all, because there are a remnant of true pastors, of true pastors that have their congregation. And we are not destroying the congregation. We are called by God to destroy the heresy, the false interpretation, the manipulation of the truth. So, you better believe that when you go to a congregation, there are Satanists there, sent to there to change the gospel, to deceive you. And I came from one of these churches. You see, I was 10 years trying to alert people inside of one of these churches. Nobody, only a few, could hear my message. They said that why I was a rebel. Last year, all that guys that I was saying they were false teachers, they are on trial because of money. They went all to jail. They were jailed pastors with more than 20 years of teaching in conference, all caught in criminal schemes, international schemes.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening because God is bringing judgment to his house. For those that say they are their servants, but they are just serving himself with the name of the Lord, they will fall in their own scheme. They will fall. But there is a house that God has chosen before the world was born. That's called the house of David.
That's right.
It is on the rock. It's on the desert now. It has been on the desert, but is being trained by God.
Amen.
And those that they don't have more place on that system, that corrupt paradigm, false worshiping, worshiping building, worshiping men, those that don't conform with that paradigm, they are going to the rock to join with David. And the house of David is being strengthened all day, all night. And the other house will fall on the Philistines' swords. With the Philistines.
Right.
They will kill themselves with their own swords, like the first king of Israel. So, he killed himself when he saw the Philistines surrounding him. He killed with his own sword. Those that speak and teach false teachers, those that are rich now, teaching, mixing law with grace, just pretending they are following Jesus Christ, but they are living by the sweat of the work of the chiefs of the Lord. They will be known as deceivers when God will judge you.
Oh,
if you don't repent now, my brother, I have talked about 3-4 days before with some guy on another show. And suddenly, I thought I was talking to a Christian, right? Suddenly, I was talking to a guy that was saying that Christians should circumcise themselves, saying that he was following Jesus Christ. Do you believe that it's true? This is true. God is my witness. They are inside of this chat room trying to mix law. They start with the tithing. They start with the Sabbath. They start with this. But the only thing they want to do is to change your path. They just want to say that you need to do this. You need to do this. They will put every burden on your life. And suddenly you are not following Jesus Christ. You are following Abraham. You are following Moses. And this is how Satan is operating now. Meanwhile,
and Brother Jose, I just want to say this because this was just dropped into my spirit. And to those that you were speaking of, is the same spirit that the Apostle Paul dealt with in the Galatian church. He said, "You foolish Galatians, how have you so quickly fallen?" Because people had experienced the sincere grace of God, but then false teachers came in trying to pull them back into the law, trying to pull them back into those things that were just a shadow of the real substance which was to come, who was Jesus. Jesus is the Sabbath. Jesus is our rest. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our Redeemer. It's not about types and shadows and days and laws and rituals and ordinances. Those were nailed to the cross, Brother Jose. So that spirit of the foolish Galatians is not going to affect believers that are grounded in the truth and love of Jesus Christ, and they're not going to be, amen, eating of the bread of the law. They're going to eat of the sincere bread of the unleavened from heaven, which is Jesus. Amen, brother?
Right. Amen. They don't come with this true faith. They come disguised. They come,
yes,
they say,
yes,
they are following Jesus Christ. But then suddenly they are saying, well, but you should obey God. And the law, we must keep. And they start with simple things. Don't eat pork because it's not good for your health. And it's truth. But after the pork, it's only because of the health. It's for the obedience. And they are more obedient than us. Do you understand how this? They start trying to control your mind. That's what I was talking.
That's right.
On the beginning. Of
That's right. Yes.
And suddenly you are not following Jesus Christ. You are not following the Bible at all, because you stopped on time. You stopped on the law. So you never enter the grave. If you start saying that I am more obedient than you because I keep the Sabbath, because I am circumcised, you are denying Jesus Christ. You are reducing Jesus Christ in your life. This is the problem. This is not against only against you. This is against Jesus, against the cross of Jesus. And we are going step by step, going down, 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 away from the shadow of God. That's why they changed the Bible. That's why they took out the book of Enoch, the book of Jasher. There are references of this book, but they took because they didn't want you to know about the invisible world. They have their angel ninjas that are operating in your mind. And what you said, Brother Marcus, about the technology, they are using technology just as a fit extension of their power.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to imitate God. They are giving us the perception that they are so much powerful, but God, our God, is above all the technologies. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. And Brother Jose, in fact, the Lord gave me a vision. It was last year, and I don't know if I've ever shared this vision with you or not, but in this vision, I saw a church, and the lights were on in the church, the people were in the church, and they were there for a worship service. But the pastor came outside onto the parking lot of the church. And at the time he came out on the parking lot, there was a helicopter that came over the church area and was on the parking lot area above the church. And from this helicopter, there was a beam of light of some kind that actually came from the helicopter, and it came down into the pastor's head and went into his body, the laser type light did. And before the light came in to this pastor, he was very sincere, very kind, very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as this laser light, which was a type of some type of technology that has been developed, okay, as soon as this light penetrated his mind, he turned from light to darkness. And as soon as the pastor received that light from this helicopter, this laser type technology, he went back into the church. And as soon as he went back into the church, the entire light went off in the church. Darkness came into the church. Now, if you remember, helicopters at one time were called birds. You know, twirly birds, flying birds. What did Jesus warn about? He warned about the birds of the air. They would come to steal the seed of the word. And Brother Jose, the Lord has shown me there is at least one-third of the pulpits, one-third of the Bible colleges that have been accessed and have been infiltrated by fallen angel type spirits. There are sheep out there that are being, seduced by wolves in sheep's clothing. And it is a sad testament that a majority of our Bible colleges today, that if you go to them, you will not receive the true meat of the word. You will not be taught about the kingdom of God. You'll be taught about philosophies of men. They're not talking about the blood. They're not talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. They're talking about how to become successful in ministry, how to build a kingdom, how to make money, how to feast the flock. That's a sad testament, brother, but it's true. But God is going to shake these people. God is going to shake the pulpits. God's going to shake the palaces that the religious leaders have built for themselves. And, you know, I would to God that the Holy Ghost would get a hold of these preachers that have mega churches and have millions of dollars. And, yes, they do certain things, but what they have in their coffers should be given to the poor, to help the widows, to feed and clothe those that are hungry and thirsty. They should be doing more with what they've got than they are now. But religion has caused them to build their own kingdoms, to build their own name, to bring them their own fame. They have the spirit of the Tower of Babel. I will build it to heaven, and I will make a name for myself. The spirit of religion wants people to make a name for themselves, not lift up the name of Jesus. Brother Jose, God gave you the grace to be a sincere man of God, to lift up the name of Jesus, to live pure and holy, to teach the kingdom of God, to expose the darkness. And we honor you today because God made you that way, and you are walking what you're living. You're walking and living what you're teaching and preaching. And I commend you, and the saints, they need to pray for your ministry, that your voice goes around the world, that people tune in and hear your radio broadcast. I'm not here to flatter nobody. I'm here to tell the truth. This is a man of God that I'm talking to tonight, Brother Jose, and we commend you. But, brother, the people better wake up, and they need to flee religious Babylon. They need to prepare their hearts before the Lord for those things that are coming, because they are coming. A shaking and a quaking is about to take place. God is going to bring judgment to his house first, and people in the church need to repent of their lukewarmness, of their lifestyles, of their sins, of their iniquities. We need to get it under the blood, because the death angel is about to pass again. I know that's a hard word, brother, but it's true.
Yes, brother. And I thank you for your kind words. But God never left me be deceived in this matter, because very soon in my walk with God, God showed me that I will have to lose everything. He will not accept 10% of my life. Jesus didn't give that 10% of his life on the cross. You see?
Come on.
So that's why I don't have a job now, because God has helped me. Now you are going to be dispensable only for the kingdom. Then I will reward you. And I am trusting the Lord. But you don't see this in being preached in the most of the congregations. And
right.
let me just make a difference here, because I know that I am a kind of guy that makes very hungry a lot of preachers there. I am not against congregations. I'm going to say this
right.
again. If you find a pastor and a congregation with bricks that speaks that the tithing, it's volunteer, it's not a law. Even the tithing of Abram was volunteer. God didn't talk to Abram to do it. It was a volunteer act of gratitude for Melchizedek bringing wine and bread to rejoice on the victory. If you find a pastor, a congregation that tells this in the cult, in the reunion, and in the back doors they practice the same thing, you should not help this congregation with 10%, but 20, 25, 30%, because these are real servants of God. These are the ones that need to be helped. So I'm not against congregation. I'm not against the pest. I am against the wolf that are these guys of servants of God, but they are bigger than Jesus Christ, because Jesus never charged a tithe to give a blessing to help someone. And these guys are mercenaries. They are changing the Bible to their own interest.
Right.
And if you want to help a servant of God who does the work of God without charging anything, you have a man there on the other side of my land that is, he passed all this week in the snow. He's cold now because he's helping the other ones, bringing them what this church don't do. If you want to help, if you want to give tithings, give to those that don't enslave you. Don't feed the crocodiles. Because when they grow, they will be crocodiles, they will not be sheep. And they will bite you. They will hit your bones. So, am I against helping the servants of God? No, I'm not. But I know the Lord that I serve. And nobody is bigger than my Lord to charge tithings in His name. You see, that's the difference.
Right.
You can call me to your show. You can put me on a television if you need. And I will say all the things. Abram was not forced to give 10%. It was volunteer. Not even this tithing is by law. Okay? If you want to pay tithing, you have to kill sheep. You have to build temples. You never need to be great. You never pass that.
Amen.
Okay? So don't come with circumcision. Don't come with Sabbath. I am not bigger than you. If you want to keep him, keep him. But don't say that you are bigger than us in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You may be bigger in the kingdom of Moses or in the kingdom of the fallen angels, but not in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You are smaller. You are worshiping God, saying that you are bigger than the other one because you keep the Sabbath, because you are circumcised and the others are not. Okay? So I'm not against the preachers. I'm against the crocodile. Sorry for this, but when I start feeling my Lord Spirit in me taking me up, all the things that He downloaded in me, I have to take it out for others to hear.
Well, bro, I appreciate your...
Go on, please.
Well, I was just going to say I appreciate your boldness and forthrightness in telling the truth. And, you know, the only thought that I want to throw in here, and I'll give it back to you, Brother Jose, let you finish that thought, but... And excuse me for interrupting, but I wanted to say this because I know no one on planet Earth that is able to keep the whole law. The law was only a schoolmaster to bring us to Jesus. So if those who are, you know, involved in the law think that they are perfect enough to keep the law, then Jesus would not have to have come and fulfill the law. Because in the law, we only saw the weakness of our flesh and our propensity to sin. And that's why it was a schoolmaster to point us to Jesus. Amen. And thank you for taking that bold stand, brother. And I know your heart, Brother Jose. You're not against true shepherds. You're not against the true body of Christ. You're not against true believers. Your heart is pure and very clear in that manner. And that's why I have so much respect for you and the truth that you share. And so we're against the spirit of religion. We're against anything that robs people, you know, from the life that Jesus came to give. That's what we're against. And so, you know, those people out there that would like to try to say this or say that against you or attack you, they don't have the spirit of understanding, okay? You know, people would sometimes get the spirit of a Pharisee, and Jesus talked about those that would make it difficult, you know, to enter into the kingdom. You're not making it difficult. You're making it clear. There's only one way, and that's Jesus Christ, who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
That's it. Brother, I don't know. I think I talked this with you, but maybe some of a great part of our listeners, they don't know. Before I start this show, before I even thinking about making a radio live show, God was showing in our gathering here, simple gatherings with 3, 4, 5 people, some vision, some gifts from the Holy Spirit. And there was one, it was the center of everything. It became the center of this meaning, the meaning of this ministry. It was a vision that was given to another people, another man that was with us, another one that is doesn't fit anymore on this system, this paradigm of materialistic gospel.
Mm.
He had a vision because he's very used on this kind of gifts, more than 20 years being used, and he's a simple man. He had a vision about a multitude of people that were full of thirsty. They were thirsty. And some of them had a little bit more money than other ones. They went to the shopping malls where they were selling bottles of water. Some, a liter of water, another one, 5 liters of water, was very, there was prices for every wallet. But the problem it was that the money was ending. And a lot of people were dying because they drink the water and suddenly the thirsty come again. And the money ended on these pockets.
Wow.
And they were dying.
Wow.
The people that had the shopping malls, they didn't let people without money entering there. They didn't give them the water for free. And they were asking to God what was going to happen to her. And suddenly, like a portal was open, and an angel came and talked to that people that were dying, thirsty, saying, "See, here is the portal. There's a fountain with living water on the other side. Go through this portal, and never more you will need to go to that shopping mall." And people were going through the portal, and they were drinking living water, fresh water.
Amen.
They were transformed in angels. You know what? The owners of the shopping mall, they tried to attack the angel. I leave the discernment to you, my brother, to you and to Curtis, because I know you understand this.
Amen.
Take it from here.
When you shared that, Brother Jose, and then I want to bring my son Curtis back on here in just a moment too, because, you know, sometimes I tend to dominate the teaching or the conversation, but Curtis has a special part to play in this as well. He's got a gift and grace, and he's got an audience that he can speak to sometimes beyond myself. But I want to read this scripture quickly. As you were talking, Jose, this scripture came to me, and it reminded me of what was in that, what you just spoke of. Peter said, this is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, real quickly. "But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the
right
Lord that bought them, and bring upon them swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even spoken of." Now listen to verse 3, because this is what you're seeing in a lot of these prosperity gospel circles. "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." Brother Jose, in verse 3 there, the Bible very plainly tells that in the end times, the God of many preachers, of many pulpits, shall be the God of mammon. And they will even use
right
feigned words, false prophecies, soulish prophecies, money gimmicks and games to make merchandise of God's people. And so that spirit is being exposed today to those who have eyes to see. We know what's going on, Brother Jose. You see it. I see it. And we're praying for the eyes of those who've been subject to that to be delivered from that kind of false gospel where they're being made merchandise of. Amen?
Amen, brother. Amen. And we should be aware of all this, because you know that there is a Hegelian dialectic being produced on the world.
Absolutely.
The good cop and bad cop, right? So these agents, they are being used by the Illuminati and the puppets of the fallen angels to
yes
produce this Hegelian dialect against Jesus Christ. Because
that's right,
if this is the real gospel, what are the fruits of this? Can you see the difference between the world and this fake gospel? I cannot see the difference. So this is a trap for our soul. They're trying to control us because you will be afraid to be connected with these guys. You see?
Right.
How can we convince the Lakota people that Jesus is not this? If there are no remnants to act differently, to give
absolutely.
For free. This is the big problem. We cannot fall on this scheme. We must act. We must be bold, like you said. We must be, but you know, brother, this is so marvelous. These guys that never really trust Jesus Christ to give him everything, to depend on this grace, that these guys that deceive the sheep of the Lord with his money, and they are very, very prosperous with the money of the others, and they do the works of God with the money of the others, they will be the first victim on the days of the trial, because
absolutely.
They are not prepared. And you, my brother, you are prepared because you never leave the fake gospel. You never surrender to him. I am prepared.
Yes.
Naked I come to this world. Naked I will go from this world. This is
amen.
The lesson of Job. But these guys, they don't. They are not prepared. They are going to try to save their money, their houses, and they will be the salt statues of this time. They will be Lot's wife looking back.
That's right.
And the remnant will overcome. So this is important to understand that this is the big deception. This is the army of the darkness using spiritual and biblical teachings to deceive you from the person, the God
right.
who wrote the Bible.
Amen.
The Bible is not God, but God wrote the Bible.
Right.
Okay? Jesus is the Word, and the Bible is Rhema Word. It's a work of our God that takes us. The Bible only reaches their goal, his goal. If the Bible takes you to the presence of Jesus Christ, to a relationship with Jesus Christ, or you will not be saved with the Bible. So, please, hear this. Join the army of Jesus Christ. Join while there is time. If you didn't understand until this day what is serving the Lord, it's being prepared to lose everything. But don't let go Jesus Christ away from your life. This is the most important thing, that you build your own relation. Don't let your life be controlled by other human beings, by other entity than the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Ask the Lord and he will answer. He has pleasure to answer this prayer most than other prayer that you can do. Right?
Amen. And this is an excellent time to, you know, have Curtis to share about what God has done for him in respect to not let even his culture control him.
Amen.
Irrespective of what culture we have, we must not let culture be a cult that controls.
Amen.
Now, God wants to call out of every culture a people for his namesake, out of every tribe, every tongue is what the book of Revelation says. And I'm so glad, Brother Jose, to see that God has saved Brother Curtis and redeemed him
Amen.
For such a time as this, and he's not got any, you know, cultural control over him. People would like to have him controlled by culture, but he's not. And Brother Curtis, if you could just quickly say one thing about that, I'd really appreciate that, because I think people need to hear that tonight.
All right. Well, Brother Marcus, I thank you for that. You know, I try not to let my culture dictate who I am in Christ, because I'm a follower of Christ first. Amen.
Amen.
Just something I was thinking about, brother. Now, I do know people I do know that people appreciate me for being a Native American. And I have this discussion time and time again with many different brothers and sisters out here. Who I am as a Lakota does not make me my culture, I should say, the ceremonies and those things, the things that we do as repetition do not make me Lakota. What makes me a Lakota is my virtues, the same virtues that the Lord has instilled in me, that he's instilling back in me. Those are the things that make me Lakota. Now, yes, I do. Yeah. I do enjoy singing certain songs, and I do love playing my own instruments. But you know that right there, I don't let that become a hindering force. I don't let that become a familiar soul tie to what the Lord is bringing me out of, because He said, "I never came to destroy a culture, but to redeem it." And right now, mm-hmm. He is redeeming the things that I have learned throughout my walk in my own culture. He's using those things to better understand the things that Christ has for me. Because without that, without me being and going to those ceremonies, I would never have an inquisitive ear to learn about spiritual things. I would never have seen the repetition that certain people around me were going through and them not changing. So, you know, that right there truly did start my quest to go seek after the true face of God. And lo and behold, I found it. And because of that, because of my past and because of the things that the Lord allowed me to walk in for a time and a season, pointed me back to Him. And, you know, so there's always a foundation there. There's any culture, any tribe, any tribe that you're talking about, even with the Jews in Israel, in the beginning, what they used, they knew the one true living God, and He used the things that they did to help usher in Christ today. So yes, there's things mm-hmm. in my culture that the Lord has used to redeem, and that has got me to focus on Him, and I thank God for it, but I don't let it dictate me, brothers, and I appreciate that.
Amen.
And man, just bro, one thought here, Brother Jose.
Yes.
I'm
go
sorry,
on.
Go ahead. Just one quick thought, Brother Jose.
Okay. I just want to tell you that you have 1 minute to tell us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, go ahead, my brother.
No. Just, you go ahead. I will end the show with a song.
Well, just one quick thought, and Curtis said it well. Jesus never came to destroy a culture, but He came to redeem a culture. Brother Jose, it's been an honor and pleasure to be with you, man of God. We so love and appreciate you and all the listeners tonight, and we're looking forward to having you back on soon with us, and we look forward to being with you again
Amen.
Next week. God bless you.
Amen, brother. God bless you, Curtis. God bless you, Brother Marcus. God bless my family in Christ here. I want to end with this song because He is worthy. He is worthy
yes.
of being the beginning and the end of everything in our life. Do not let
yes.
other things, other people, other entity control your life
Amen.
Unless you want to lose your life. But look for the guidance of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He is the only one worthy to guide your life. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Jose. Bless your wife. Give her a big hug. I appreciate her in the beginning. So God bless you guys.
Amen.
Until next time.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
Family.
Love you, my brother. God bless.
Me too. Bye-bye.